Day 2 of BATZETA's winter conference. No bluff, the regulators are all in on fund supervision. Natalie Burrows, editor at EBNet. If day 1 of the BATZETA winter conference was about the power of small shifts to produce big outcomes, day 2 proved that the regulators are ready to deal a firm hand. The morning opened with a question that cut straight to the chase. What's keeping you up at night? Directed at pension funds adjudicator Lebogang Mobishoa and Zarina Kamrudian, divisional executive, retirement funds supervision at the FSCA, the answers that followed were a wake-up call for every fund officer and service provider in the room. The adjudicator's sleepless nights. Lebogang Mobishoa did not mince his words. His office is in uncharted territory. Complaint volumes have surged by 26% over the past year, and his team of just 84 staff is worked through 13,000 complaints in the last year. The numbers are sobering, but the trajectory is what truly concerns him. The impending enactment of COFI will extend the pension fund's adjudicator's jurisdiction to include public sector retirement funds, which will inevitably add to that already significant caseload. He invited trustees to spend time marinating in their funds' complaints policies and processes. If funds invested more effort in resolving complaints internally before they escalated, it would make a material difference. Lebogang reminded delegates that a PFA ruling carries the same weight as an enforceable court judgment, members get the same relief, without the legal expense, and funds are fully entitled to lodge complaints on behalf of their members. Finally, he flagged an embarrassing pattern. There are, in his words, quite a few funds that don't respond to his office. This is not something he takes lightly, and this editor reminds readers of the Ombud Council's new rules for the PFA, where rulings can be made without your input, where you choose to delay or not respond. The Conduct Authority raises the stakes. Zarina Kamrudian's list of concerns was equally weighty. COFI's expansion of her office's supervisory reach will include public sector funds and employers, a significant shift in accountability. She was direct about corruption on retirement fund boards. Trustees occupy a position of trust, not a position to line their own pockets. The erosion of members' benefits sits high on the Conduct Authority's agenda. Specifically on fees, the FSCA is preparing to publish a value for money, VFM, framework before the end of this year. Drawing on learnings from Australia and the UK, the framework will seek to ensure members receive genuine value for the fees they pay. To support this, the FSCA will publish the fees being paid by various funds during this financial year still. Unclaimed benefits, currently valued at a staggering R90 billion, with around R47 billion sitting in retirement funds, formed a shared concern. Actioning the Finance Minister's statement of intent in the 2026 budget speech, in 2026 National Treasury will publish a paper on establishing a central unclaimed benefit fund framework, beginning with the fundamental question of how to define an unclaimed benefit. But perhaps the most urgent issue discussed was S13A non-compliance. The figures are now staggering. R7.29 billion in outstanding contributions owed to 592,000 retirement fund members. While the bulk is a specific to the PSSPF and municipalities, approximately 2% is attributable to commercial funds. Regardless of which sector or the type of fund, this number that should be zero. Zarina's message was unambiguous. The regulator's soft touch approach is over. Funds with the highest levels of non-compliance have been placed on a watch list and can expect far more intrusive, proactive supervision. A published, naming and shaming, list is expected by end of June. The FSCA has an implementation plan and will not hesitate to act. Delegates can also expect more surveys as COFI implementation draws closer, estimated at 4 to 6 months away, specifically targeting members of retirement funds. And the FSCA's two-pot survey will also be published later this year. The PSSPF's hard-won lessons. In a breakaway session with PSSPF, Fund Chair Rodney Kakana offered a masterclass in turning a compliance crisis into a recovery story. Facing crippling arrear contributions, the fund implemented a structured five-step response. Developing a non-compliance framework, enforcing discipline section 13A reporting, opening SAPS cases, deploying debt collectors, and driving intensive stakeholder engagement, including the PFA and the FSCA. The results speak for themselves. R120 million in arrears collected over 12 months, plus a growing fund membership and investment portfolio, and compliant employers growing from 900 to 2,100 in 2026. A reminder that decisive action, taken with consistency, delivers results. Tupot, the numbers shedding light on the behavior. It was standing room only in the session where Old Mutual's Michelle Acton presented findings from a recent Tupot survey of 35,000 members who have taken savings withdrawal benefits from their retirement funds. There's not enough space in this short article to share all their findings, but here are my highlights. Old Mutual has categorized withdrawals into three groups. Preservers, 21% of members have not touched their savings pots. Contingent withdrawals, 41% have accessed their savings pots once. And serial withdrawals, 38% of members have made a savings pot withdrawal at every opportunity they could. Critically, withdrawals are not confined to lower income earners. Members across all ages and income bands are accessing their savings pots. The reasons for withdrawal are telling. Cost of living pressures and debt repayment dominate, with much of that debt being unsecured. Members are not withdrawing to buy homes or cars. They're plugging a monthly shortfall, a situation that will not be helped by recent CPI numbers and increased fuel costs. Some 47% of those likely to withdraw again view their retirement savings as available income, and 32% anticipate continued financial distress. Perhaps the most actionable finding, 71% of members considered the long-term impact before withdrawing, while a further 17% gave it brief thought, yet withdrew anyway. The conclusion is clear. Trying to educate members about long-term consequences at the point of withdrawal is far too late. But there was some better than good news. Compulsory preservation of the retirement pot will have a profound and lasting impact on retirement outcomes over time. It's a slow burn, but it's burning in the right direction. A conference worth the wager. BATSETA has once again demonstrated why this gathering matters. 2 days of sharp, current and at times confrontational content, delivered by speakers willing to share both the challenges and the wins. The regulators have shown the cards. The question now is whether the industry will call, fold or raise. Ends. Author at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Plus Posts. Bio at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Small Shifts, High Stakes. Day 1 of the BATSETA Winter Conference sets the tone at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Day 2 of the PLA. Deputy Commissioner's keynote address at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Key Takeaways from Day 1 at the PLA Conference at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Highlights from Day 2 at the 2026 FSCA Conference at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Reflections on Day 1 of the 2026 FSCA Conference at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Unlocking Private Capital, Day 1 of SAVCAP Conference 2026, by Natalie Burrows, editor at EBNet at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Highlights from the 2026 FPI Annual Refresher at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Highlights from Day 2 of the 2025 ASSA Convention at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Highlights from Day 1 of the 2025 Actuarial Society of South Africa, ASSA, Convention. At Natalie Burrows, EBNet Highlights from Day 2 of the 2025 FPI Convention at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Highlights of Day 1 at the 2025 FPI Convention at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Highlights from the 2025 Alan Gray Through the Noise Retirement Conference at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Investment Experts Flip the Script at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Unraveling the Conduct Standard for Section 13B Administrators, a Pension Lawyers Association webinar at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Highlights of the IRFA Conference Day 2 at Natalie Burrows, EBNet Feedback from the 2025 IRFA Conference Day 1 at Natalie Burrows, EBNet My Picks for the 2025 IRFA Conference at Natalie Burrows, EBNet The 2025 Sanlam Benchmark Symposium, My Key Takeaways at Natalie Burrows, EBNet. Batsetters Winter Conference 2025. Highlights from Day 2 at Natalie Burrows. EBMET Batsetters Winter Conference 2025. Highlights of Day 1 at Natalie Burrows. EBNet highlights of the 2025 Pension Lawyers Association Conference at Natalie Burrows. EBNet Budget 2025. The specifics for retirement funds at Natalie Burrows. EBNet Evolutionary Award winners at Natalie Burrows. EBNet as I see it. 27 Force 4 Ward financial commentary for July. Share on your socials.